Hello?
Hi, is Dan there?
Yeah, this is Dan.
Well, I thought I heard a female.
Oh, I answered, but he's also in the car.
That's weird.
What do you want?
Well, you called me and left a message and said that I hit your car. My name's Roy.
Oh, yeah. That was a week ago or something.
Yeah,
Did you leave a message?
Yeah, because I've been trying to call.
Okay.
Oh, well, thank you.
Yeah, thanks. What was it? There's like a little dent on one side, a little dent on the other, about the size of a golf ball or something. Is that what we're talking about?
Yeah, well, it's hard to remember. It's been so long. I was leaving out of my house, though, and I tripped down the stairs. The front stairs is like four stairs off of the front porch, and I tripped down those and hit a skateboard.
Are you okay?
It was on the Mizzou parking lot.
Yeah. Well, see, the thing is, the skateboard, it went down the hill, and it caused some people to jump out of the way. And this other guy, his car flipped over.
Car flipped over?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Well, let me ask you, are you okay?
Oh yeah, I'm fine. I just tripped down the stairs, and then all this other stuff happened. It was actually a tree branch that he, when his car flipped over, the tree branch fell.
Wow, that's weird. Well, we don't know exactly what we should do. What do you suggest?
Oh, no, that's all right.
Sir?
Well, no. Oh, what? I'm sorry. I heard something in the background there.
Oh, that's okay.
Well, the tree branch hit a bike rider. And he veered off course and headed toward Mizzou.
Yeah.
I guess I don't see that much damage. I guess you're good with us.
Well, no, you haven't heard the full story yet. This is where it starts getting crazy.
Okay.
Why is he saying to hang up? I don't get it.
I don't know.
Because we're almost at the restaurant, but we'll wait. Go ahead.
Oh, which restaurant are you going to?
It doesn't matter. What do you propose to do here?
Oh, I don't know if it's even my fault, because it's like this giant Rube Goldberg mess of coincidences and stuff.
Well, you know what? Let's just say we don't hold you responsible.
Oh,
we
thank God.
Yeah, we appreciate your honesty and letting us know, but let's just call it even.
Oh, thank you so much. I love you, ma'am. I love you. You don't know what this means to me. Thank you so much.
You're very, very welcome, and you take care of yourself, okay?
Okay, thanks. You're the best.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Stay off the track.
King Temba. Roy's the man with the cacti touch. He'll strip your lung nuts. Such a phone loser beckons you. Sorry about that, Dean, but don't you read?
I kind of can't hardly believe you'd be messing with my blood nuts. Racist? Are you a different race, Roy?
Or
the asshole race?
I was hotboxing.
What's that?
You smoke one marijuana while the windows are all rolled up?
That's got fucked up.
Why were you jerking on my handle?
Ding-temba. Pretty girls, my box in your Datsun truck. Roy, don't give a fuck. He loves phones.
Hey everybody, welcome to the September 13th, 2016 episode of the Snowplow Show. Today's show is sponsored by Chris and Sarah, two longtime supporters of the Snowplow Show. If you'd like to support the show, you can do that at patreon.com/phonelosers or phonelosers.org/cactus. Today we're going to do the same thing we've been doing all month, and that is to respond to phone calls that have been placed to the Carding voicemail. The way Carding pranks work is that you, the listener, write a note on a piece of paper or a napkin or something, and the note should say, "Sorry I dinged your car. Please call me at 401-526-3769. Sign the name as Roy and put it on someone's windshield. And when the owner of the car finds it, what usually happens is they try to commit insurance fraud. They're like, "Oh yeah, I found a ding on my car. And now I have proof that this guy did it, so I'm going to try and get several hundred dollars for nothing." For the past 2 weeks, the Snowplow Show social experiment, known as the carding prank, has been exposing all of America for being a bunch of cheats and liars and insurance fraudsters. And I'm willing to bet today is not going to be too much different. If you'd like to leave notes on cars, feel free. Use the phone number that I gave earlier. And be careful, don't get caught leaving notes on cars, because most of the people I talk to seem to be completely insane. This year, I actually have the ability to pick up phone calls when someone calls the carding voicemail, which is pretty cool. I don't know why I didn't do that last year. And right now, it looks like there's over 50 messages in the voicemail, waiting messages for me to call back. I swear I'm calling these back as quickly as I can. Every once in a while, I get a day or two behind, but it's mostly because people aren't picking up their phones. And I have to leave them a voicemail. I'm like, "Hey, this is Roy, you fucking idiot. Answer the phone. Just returning your call." And you know how it is. Anyway, let's open up the voicemail here and see what we have.
"Good afternoon. This is Rose. I'm calling about the note you left on my car. You have my phone number, 954. Hello?
Hi, Rose. This is Roy. I left a note on your car."
"Yes, you did."
"Yep, that was me."
"That was you?"
"Yep."
"Okay.
Yeah, sorry about that. I was just, I leaned a ladder on your car so I could get higher up. And I guess the ladder, it's made out of aluminum, and it just kind of scraped up the side of the car a little bit."
"Mm-hmm."
"Yep."
"So, what apartment are you in?"
"39."
"What building are you in?"
"I don't know. Why do you need to know that? I'm sorry about the aluminum scratches on the car. I was just using the ladder to get a little bit higher up so I could leave the note."
"Yeah, but are you going to take care of the damage on my car?"
"Yeah, that's why I left the note. Durr."
"Okay, so then that's why I wanted to know. What apartment are you in?"
"308.
What's your last name?"
"Gerbel."
"Gerbel? You live in the lake?"
"Yep, that's me. But I don't know, like, you know what, if you hadn't been parked like that, I probably could have got my ladder in there better, and it wouldn't have scratched up the car."
"If I what?"
"If you would have parked, less like a woman, I probably wouldn't have been able to get my ladder in there better, and it wouldn't have scratched your car."
"But I parked, over on the end so nobody don't damage my car. That's why I parked the way I parked."
"Yeah, well, I was just, you know, I had to put the ladder up in your car so I could get up higher to reach the windshield. So, sorry about that."
"Yeah, but are you going to take care of the damage?"
"Yeah, yeah, I already told you I did. I was going to do that."
"Okay, so you were in Lake Phase 4?"
"Yeah, what kind of damage did you see?"
"It's damage to my car."
"Right, which kind?" What type
it's
of damage?
"It's like a person where you ding the car."
"Right. What exactly did you see? Did you see the marks from the aluminum ladder that I put up to get up higher to the windshield?"
"Yes, I saw a little of the damage."
"What did they look like? Were they like straight scratches or were they like squiggly line scratches?"
"Well, I noticed it on my car, and it was like wet this morning."
"Mm-hmm. What part of the car?"
"It was wet." It was wet this morning."
"What part of the car?"
"Excuse me?"
"What part of the car did you see him on? Which part?"
"Well, as long as I know that, you know, that you damaged my car."
"Yeah, but you don't even know what part you saw the damage on. Did you even look at your car?"
"Yes, I did. I looked at my car this morning."
"I don't know. Well, so where did you see the damage? Like, what part of the car? Like, exactly where?"
"I have your note that you damaged."
"Oh, you're cutting out. What was that?" "Hello? Ma'am, hello?"
"Hello?"
"Oh, yeah, there you are. Where was this damage at, exactly?" Hello? Ma'am? Ma'am, hello? 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 I don't know what happened there. Holy crap.
You have reached the voicemail box of...
Now she won't pick up. So I don't know what that lady's deal was. She couldn't seem to identify where the scratches were, or what they looked like, or anything. She just hangs up when I start asking questions. It's almost as if she were just making it all up, and just wanted the money. Didn't even look at her car. That was an idea from Ben. He said, you were leaning a ladder against their car to get higher up. And when they ask why you needed a ladder, tell them because you're a dwarf, and you need the ladder to put the note on the car. It's another one of those paradox calls. And I like that idea, so I'm going to try it again. Hello? Hello?
It's Roy?
Hi, hello. It's Roy.
Hello.
Hello.
I found a note on the windshield of my truck.
Oh, yeah, that was me. Your truck's really high off the ground, so I had to lean a ladder against the truck to put the note on the windshield, and the ladder put scratches on the car.
I don't understand what you're talking about.
Well, you know, I'm a short person, and I just had to use an aluminum ladder to get up on up to your windshield to leave the note, and the aluminum ladder put some scratches on the side of the truck. Sorry about that.
Well, why'd you leave the note on my truck?
So you'd know about the scratches from the aluminum ladder. I really should wrap some sort of rubber protective stuff over it so that doesn't happen in the future. I'm so sorry.
Well, you gonna pay for it?
Yeah, sure. That's why I left the note.
Well.
Well, what?
You got an ad?
What?
Have you got an address?
What do you need my address for? Don't you just need my insurance info? I don't need you coming here and starting trouble.
Well, something don't add up here.
What?
If you said you dinged my truck, why are you putting an aluminum ladder? How'd you ding my truck?
Oh, no, the aluminum ladder was the ding. I put the ladder up against your truck and climbed up to leave the note, and it left scratches.
Well, why are you putting an aluminum ladder against my truck?
So I could leave a note for you to let you know.
What are you, fucking goofy?
What does that mean? What are you talking about?
Well, I'll have JPD give you a call here shortly.
Oh,
let them figure it out.
No, I don't want them calling me. I don't give them permission to call me.
Well, they're going to be calling you.
Well, I was trying to I'm trying to give you my insurance info. So what are they going to call me for? I'm trying to do the right thing. You're going to call the police on me for doing the right thing?
Well, apparently you're vandalizing property by putting an aluminum ladder against my truck.
Well, it was an accident. I mean, if you hadn't parked like that, I wouldn't have had to use the ladder. I mean, I could have put the ladder out and not leaned it on the truck.
But what do you mean parked like that? I'm parked on the road. I'm allowed to park on the road.
Yeah, but you're parked stupidly. You're parked like a woman. You're like a woman driver.
Oh, I am, huh?
Pretty much.
Well...
I don't see why you're getting so angry. I just tried to do the right thing and leave a note when my ladder left marks.
I'll let you explain it to JPD for leaving the scene of an accident.
Oh, I won't pick up for them. So fine, whatever. I'm just gonna never answer my phone again if you don't want to do it the honest way.
Listen, numbnuts. I work for the sheriff's department. I've got your phone number.
You do not.
I can find out where you. I don't?
You're such a liar. You know you're not allowed to impersonate the police.
Well, if you want to come to my house, I'll show you my fucking badge.
I don't want to come to your house. Your house probably smells like old people.
Yeah. No.
Well, okay, I tried to give you my insurance info. I guess you don't want it. Whatever.
Oh, you haven't given me any insurance.
I tried to, but you just wanted my address because you're trying to be a tough guy and scare me by getting my address. I see how it is.
I ain't going to scare you.
Well, and you're saying, I'm going to show you my badge. I'm going to show you my big, scary badge.
Well, I do work for the sheriff's department. And if you don't believe it, call me. They'll and find out.
You're probably the janitor, right, at the sheriff's department?
Yeah, I'm the janitor, yeah. I wish I had you up in the sheriff's department right now.
Why would you?
We'd find out if I was a janitor or not.
Would you do police brutality on me? Is that what this is? Is that where that's leading?
No, it's not leading to that.
Well, I don't believe you. Anyway.
Well, let's have your insurance card then.
Okay. It's Progressive Insurance. My policy.
Last name.
Gerbel.
I gotta have your last name.
Okay, you didn't ask for my last name. You asked for my insurance card info.
Well, when I call Progressive, I'm going to tell them Roy, right? They're going to know exactly who you are.
You're going to give them my policy number, stupid.
Oh, I'm going to give them your policy number.
Yeah, that's how it works. Have you never been in an accident before? You'd think being a sheriff, you'd know how
to... Tell you, asshole. I work for the sheriff's department.
You'd know how to do these things, you'd think. You sound like an adult.
Yeah, well, you don't act like an adult.
Well,
what's your policy number, Roy?
Well, what should I have done? Not left a note?
I don't understand what you're talking about, putting a ladder against my truck. That's why I think you're jerking my fucking chain.
I don't even know what that means, but I had to put a ladder against your truck so I could reach the windshield. It's high off the ground.
You're falling. What are you, midget?
Yes. Oh, what does that mean? What was that noise? You don't like midgets now? You're against midgets?
No, I don't like midgets. Especially if their name's Roy.
Okay,
give me your policy number, numbnuts.
Well, I'm recording this phone call, and I'm going to tell everyone you don't like midgets.
Go ahead, record it. Put it on the fucking front page of the newspaper.
Oh, no, the internet. Who the fuck reads a paper anymore?
I don't give a shit. Put it right next to Donald Trump's name.
Okay, I'll do that. Anyway.
What's your...
I'll
give your mom a call.
Will you?
I got your mom's phone number too, yeah.
What is it?
655.
She could you tell me what it is? She won't give it to me anymore. Ever since the restraining order.
30655.
Oh, okay, great. Thanks. I'm gonna give her a call right after we hang up.
Yeah, well, give me your policy.
All right, it's number 3.
Oh, that's your policy, number 3, huh?
Yep. They started recycling the policy numbers, so I got one from one of their first customers, I think.
Okay.
So, policy number 3.
Okay, your last name. Let's have your last name, Roy, so we can tell them.
No, you know what? I think I'm going to hang up and call my mom now, because it's been years. I'm going to let you go. I'm going to go call my mom. Thank you so much for her number. I appreciate that so much.
Oh, do you?
You know, it's an estranged relationship.
I'll be giving her a call, too.
Well, I wait until I'm done.
Maybe.
Done.
Yeah.
Please.
Well, when JPD shows up at your house, you're going to explain it to him.
Oh, no, I'm not allowing them to come to my house. I'm a part of a sovereign nation, so they don't have any rights to enter my home.
Are you?
Yep.
Well, let me tell you something, asshole. I see you're on my truck again. You can expect an ass whooping.
Oh, is that
you
what?
Got that on tape?
Is that what sheriff?
You got that on tape
is that
too?
Is that what someone from the sheriff does? They just come along and do an ass whooping.
Yeah.
You don't arrest.
Yeah,
you
this
don't.
One does.
You don't arrest people. You just you just whoop their asses.
When I'm off duty, yeah.
You sound like a shitty sheriff.
Yeah.
Yep. I'm glad you agree. Well, anyway, I'm gonna go talk to my mom. Thank you for reuniting us.
All right. Okay, Roy.
All right, bye.
Keep in touch, buddy.
I will.
Keep in touch.
I will. Have fun being a janitor at the police station.
Yeah, go fuck yourself.
All right, bye.
Fucking asshole.
That was an incoming call I just received, and I just typed his number into my Google Voice, and it looks like he left a message about 4 hours ago.
Roy, this is the guy who left a note on his pickup truck. Give me a call back at 716. Thank you.
And that was another 716 number. So be careful if you live around the 716. They have some dirty cops there. If they want to arrest you, they'll just beat the shit out of you. Or whatever he told me he was going to do. He'd probably come up to you and be like, I'm charging you with 3 counts of leaving goofy notes on windshields in the 5th degree. And your sentence is an ass whooping. And then he'd just start whooping your ass. Gotta watch out for those rogue cops.
I'm probably the awkwardest alcoholic talking, walking like a midget with a ladder in his back pocket. So when you see me on your block, stumbling, mumbling, a bunch of dumb
shit. Yeah, hi, Roy. My name is Steve, and I guess you left a message on my car that there was severe damage. I don't see any damage, so.
Severe?
I guess it's okay. I didn't see anything, so. All right, just want to let you know. Bye.
Okay. He guesses it's okay.
This is Steve.
Hey, Steve, it's Roy. I left a note on your car.
And I'm going again next one. Oh, yeah. Hey, how you doing, Roy?
Not too bad.
I didn't see any damage on my car.
Oh, on the hood?
Oh, I didn't look on the hood. On the hood of my car?
Yeah, on the hood and on the top. I'm a music video producer, and we were doing a new Sir Mix-a-Lot music video, and we had 10 big booty girls like twerking on your car. So there's I don't know, some of them were wearing heels. There's like butt prints.
Oh, really?
Yep. Yeah, we they
on
were
on my car?
Yep. Yep. It's going to be keep an eye out for the new Sir Mix-a-Lot video. I think it's going to be dropping on October 5th.
Oh, really?
Yep, yep.
That's pretty interesting. And they were wearing heels and everything like that on my car?
Yeah, they were wearing stripper heels. And
what was this?
Twerking. I don't know. It's been a crazy week, but it was a few days ago, I guess, or something like that. Or maybe yesterday. I don't remember. I'm in California now.
Oh, you are?
Yep.
Okay, well, I'll look, and if there's a problem, I'll call you. I didn't see anything, though, okay?
Okay, yeah, mostly I was just having them stand on one heel and spin around real fast, like kind of drilling into your hood and into the roof and stuff, because I thought that would look
really
cool on the camera.
I'm going to have to look at my car now, because I didn't see it.
Oh.
If there's I'll call you if there's any damage. I didn't see it, though, right?
Okay,
but
yeah.
I do appreciate the note, and I'm going to look at it again.
Okay, no problem at all. Yeah, all just right. keep an eye out for that Sir Mix-a-Lot video, and yeah, there's like close-ups of their heels digging into your hood.
Okay, can you text me that?
What, the video?
You know, the video.
Oh, just remember, it's not out yet. They're still putting it together, and they're filming in Hollywood today.
They are.
Yep.
Interesting.
Yep. So
okay,
October 5th, just look on the internet. It'll be everywhere because Sir Mix-a-Lot's huge, you know?
Okay, sounds good. I will do that.
Okay.
Thank you.
Have a nice day.
All right, bye.
Bye.
You too, bye.
Bye. Bye. Another idea from Ben, which totally sucked because that guy didn't react. But at least we know he's going to be looking for a Sir Mix-a-Lot video next month because everybody watches Sir Mix-a-Lot videos. He's huge. You know, Sir Mix-a-Lot, he played here in Albany, Oregon just a few years ago, about 4 blocks from my house, you know, just down the street. And I really wanted to go over there and steal the power meter bubble from the bar that he was playing at to just completely shut down his show for the whole night. But of course I didn't do that because that would be illegal and I don't do illegal things. I don't break the rules. All right, I have approximately a billion messages from a guy named Benjamin. Here's the first one he left.
Hi, Roy.
5 days ago.
My name's Benjamin. Left a note on a napkin on my fan, just seeing if you were to talk about it. You can call back at 636. Thank you.
So that was the first one.
Hi, Roy. I pressed up about you.
And the second one is a horrible connection, I guess. Okay, there's a third one.
Hey, Roy. My name is Benjamin. You hit my wife's car at Walmart last night. Get ready to call Walmart and see if I can't get it pulled up on surveillance. I can't get a hold of you.
Uh-oh.
I mean, is this a hit and run, or are you going to talk to me about it?
Yeah,
or
yeah.
Let me call back.
Hit and run, people. They always leave notes on the windshields. That's how you do it. That's how you hit and run, right?
Roy, I've left several messages. You haven't called me back. You hit my wife's van in Walmart parking lot last night and left a napkin on the van. And
napkin.
She wasn't in Walmart very long. I don't know why you couldn't hang around and give her your contact information. So
I got shit to do.
Now I'm trying to chase you around this morning. Give me a call back.
So these are all messages that were left on the same day, 4 days ago. I mean, the first one was 5 days ago, and then there's like a billion messages the next day, all 4 days ago. So here's another one from 4 days
ago. Hello, Roy. Been trying to contact you all day, and yesterday evening you left a note on my wife's minivan, 05 Kia.
Guy is
like
a really needy girlfriend or something. Okay, I'm just reading the text on these voicemails, and they all say basically the same thing. And I'll just play the most recent one. This is from 2 days ago.
Hi, Roy. My name's Benjamin. Keep calling you, trying to get a hold of you. You hit my 05 Kia Sedona the other day at Walmart and cracked a bumper on it.
Oh, all of a sudden it's his Kia Sedona, not his wife's. before it was his wife's.
Sure, well, you know, what you want to do about it? I called a lawyer, and he said, you know, give you a little time, maybe call you on the weekend.
Yeah, keep good advice.
Hard to get a hold of during the week.
Stop calling me a billion times in a day.
Don't know how you want to rectify this. Could you give me a call back, 636? Thank you. Hello?
Hello, Benjamin. This is Roy. Left a note on your car.
Yes, sir. How are you?
Not too bad.
Get outside. Yeah, it didn't cause a whole lot of damage, you know. I mean, it just cracked the bumper and...
The bumper?
You know, it's... Well, I don't know. It's kind of scratched and cracked and...
Oh, that no, I didn't do the bumper. I cracked the inside of the gas cap because I was siphoning gas. And as I pulled my siphoning machine out, it kind of scratched inside the gas cap.
So I didn't even see what was wrong with it, to be honest with you. I looked around it, and I was like, what the hell is even wrong with it?
Oh, yeah. No, it's inside the gas tank, inside the gas cap part, you know, like the door that opens. I scratched the paint on there as I was pulling out my siphoner.
Band?
Yeah, that's all it was, just inside of the gas. I can get some touch-up paint, or I can give you my insurance information. Just a little...
Why was you siphoning? I'm confused.
Oh, just, you know, I needed some gas to make it home. I just took a couple gallons.
Oh, shoot. I didn't even... Why the heck would you siphon gas out of the van?
Oh, well, I just needed some. You know, I didn't take it all. I just took a couple gallons. You know, just a couple, 3 or 4 gallons.
Yeah, wow, that is baffling.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, someone else must have hit your bumper. Like, maybe you just didn't notice it or something before.
Well, that's just so uncommon that someone...
That what?
Siphon gas out of your van. And
oh, well, you know, it's the days we're living in. Gas is so expensive and... I have an SUV. You wouldn't believe the horrible gas mileage I get.
That is just so odd. Well, just pay me for a couple gallons of gas, and we're square, huh?
Oh, no, it's just a couple gallons. It's not a big deal. You wouldn't have even noticed. I can give you some touch-up paint, though.
That's not what concerns me. What concerns me is you took the fuel out of my... Siphon the fuel out of my van.
Just a little bit, though. I mean, you have like a 20-gallon tank, I think, right?
11.
Oh, 11, okay. Well, see, I only took 2, so it's okay. My tank, my little tank that I siphon it into, it's only 2 gallons.
Is this some sort of prank or something?
No.
Well, then why would you steal my gas and tell me it's no big deal? That's just...
Well,
$6, don't trip on it.
I just felt bad dinging the inside of the tank like that. I actually...
You shouldn't feel bad about that. You should still feel bad about stealing my stuff.
Oh, I do that all the time. Just the gasoline, because, you know, nobody really owns gasoline. So
you would leave a note saying you dinged my car in the process of stealing my shit, but you wouldn't even mention stealing my shit?
Yeah, I should have been more detailed. I'm sorry. But
man, the temerity of you!
Yeah,
you do this all the time, scamming people.
Well, I'm not scamming anyone. I just needed a little bit of gas to make it home.
I mean, the audacity of you to leave a note saying you dinged my vehicle, that you stole my gas and scratched it in the process of stealing shit out of it.
Well,
the fuck is wrong with you, dude?
Okay, look, I actually went out and bought a little container of touch-up paint, and I tried to touch up the inside, but while I was doing it, I accidentally dropped a little tube into the gas tank, so I'm sorry about that, too.
Good. Why don't you drop a little cyanide in a syringe and put it in your arm?
Well, because that would kill me. Why would I
do that? Or run into traffic, you fucking fruit fucking bastard.
What? Why are you... talking to me like that? I'm just trying to do the right
thing.
Why
would I talk to you like that? You steal my shit and then tell me that? I hope you fucking die today, you fucking fruit bastard.
That's an awful thing to say. You shouldn't wish that someone would die.
Thank you. you fucking fag nigger loving motherfucker. Whoa. Why don't you go run into traffic right now?
Holy crap.
Holy crap.
You can't say that. That's rude.
Oh, yeah, I can.
It's incredibly rude.
I can totally say it.
Well, you know what? Now I don't even want to pay for touch-up paint. So, you know what? Fuck you. Okay. Let's call him right back.
I'm calling Walmart right now, you fucking fruit bastard, and I'm having your ass arrested for stealing my gas.
Oh, Walmart can't arrest me.
I know what the fuck you stole out of my van.
I'm
going to get your little fucking punk ass.
I'm giving your number to the police because you cursed at me. So you just wait for the call.
You stole out of my van, you fucking derelict bastard, and you're going to call the police?
Let's see you prove it. Yeah.
You're a fucking stupid. Are you stupid or something?
No, of course not. You cursed at me.
Your mom and dad support you? Your mom and dad pay your bills or you steal your way through life?
If they paid my bills, I wouldn't have to steal gas, idiot.
Yeah, well, you sucking dick for it or something?
No, I'm just stealing it from trucks at Walmart. No one ever notices.
Yeah,
it's just 2 gallons at a time.
I wish you'd take a gun and blow your fucking brains out. I wish you'd run into traffic, maybe in front of a semi.
Jeez.
Step right into it.
You're
why don't
a pretty
you try that?
Dark person. What's wrong with you? Holy crap.
Choke on a dick. Go choke on a dick. Yeah, I don't appreciate getting stole from.
I know,
I
but
appreciate
like,
you even
Jesus
calling
Christ.
Me or breathing the same air as me.
The stuff you're coming up with is pretty intense.
I know.
What's wrong with you? Holy shit.
You're a vile creature, and I wish the world was a little shyer of vile creatures like yourself.
At least I'm not going around wishing death on everyone. In great detail.
Yeah, get a job, motherfucker. Why don't you try that?
No.
Stop putting poles in your fucking mouth. You got a pole.
That you know, you need to redo that insult. That was no good.
Yeah.
Try again. I mean, it was pretty good up until that point. Okay, he's gone again. All right, that guy, he used a word that I've never heard before because, you know, I'm very uneducated. And I wrote down the exact time where he said it. Let me pull it up here.
Yeah, the temerity of you.
There it is, the temerity of me. What the fuck does temerity mean? And who uses that in normal conversation? People who drive Kias, apparently. So let me type it into Google. Define temerity. Excessive confidence or boldness. / audacity. So he's basically saying the audacity of you. So that, everyone, that's our word for the day. Temerity. It's spelled T-E-M-E-R-I-T-Y. Temerity. Here, I'll use it in a sentence. That guy has a lot of fucking temerity siphoning gas out of people's cars. What was he thinking? Synonyms are audacity, nerve, effrontery, impudence, impertience, cheek, gall, presumption, and I can click for more, but I think that's plenty. We've learned enough today. Everyone, be sure to use the word temerity in a sentence at some point before the day is over. Hey, look, another incoming call from 716. Hello?
Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, this is a gentleman who you say hit his car last night.
Oh, yeah, that was me. I left a note.
Yeah.
Yep.
Where do you think you damaged it?
Like, inside the car? See, a lot of people don't believe this, but I'm a werewolf, and I was having an attack.
You're a fucking werewolf? What are you talking about?
I had to lock myself in your car so I wouldn't hurt anyone, and I kind of went crazy in there. I don't know if you noticed. It was a mess. I was, like, scratching up the seats and stuff like that.
Up the seat?
Yeah, because I was turning into a werewolf. It's just a... It's a medical condition I've had since birth.
How'd you get in my car?
I used a Slim Jim.
You have a Slim Jim?
Yeah, I keep it for instances like this because you never know when it's going to happen, especially around this time of the month when the moon's kind of full.
What were you doing, walking around then?
Yeah, just taking a walk, taking an evening stroll.
And you had a Slim Jim on you?
Yeah, I have to keep one on me for instances like this because... you know, I never know when I'm going to turn into a werewolf.
You turn into a werewolf.
Yeah, so I had to lock myself in your car so I wouldn't hurt anyone. But I scratched up your seat, and I don't know.
Which seat?
You probably noticed the smell. The back seat, like the back part.
Sir, the note you left me said you dented my car.
Well, I wasn't in my right mind. I quickly wrote it and ran away.
It says I accidentally dinged your car last night.
Yeah, I dinged the back seat several times. Like, I scratched it and...
The back seat?
Well, the you know, the back part. And just, you know, it's so embarrassing. I'm so embarrassed that I have to do that. But I had to lock myself in your car, and, you know, it wasn't for very long. And I got out and left, and it's no big deal. Did you notice?
You live here?
Yeah.
Where do you live, sir?
Here in town. Why?
I'm in town. Where do you live?
Well, why do you want to know that? Don't you just need my insurance information?
Well, if you're a werewolf, I mean, it would be nice to know where the hell you live so I can stay away.
Oh, that seems a little racist.
Racist?
Yeah, kind of. I mean, you don't like my kind?
Racism is black and white and silver and gold and all that. It's not werewolf.
Well, no, a werewolf is a race, and I'm a werewolf, and it's not my fault. It's just what I was born into. But you don't have to insult my people like that and say you're going to stay away from us.
Well, I'm not trying to insult you, but you kind of insulted me by scratching up my seat or whatever you've done here.
Yeah, but I was nice enough to leave a note so I could give you my insurance information if you wanted it. So you're the one kind of being an asshole here.
I'm not being an asshole, sir, at all.
Kind of are.
I'm really not. I guess I don't understand what you follow, but I mean, I've never seen a true werewolf. I'm not saying I really want to meet you either.
Yeah. No,
what I did is I went out and I walked around my car and I couldn't see anything on the outside. Now, most people would have maybe backed into my car, maybe would have dinged it in that sense, okay?
Oh, I don't even own a car.
So that's what I was looking for. I haven't looked inside the car yet.
Yeah, you should take a look inside.
Okay.
I think I may have peed in there, so I'm sorry about that if I did.
You peed in my car too?
I think I may have. I'm not sure too much, but if I did, I'm very sorry. Yep.
Well, that don't make me any happier either, really.
Okay,
but at least
I left a note with my, so you could get my insurance info.
Well, let me get your insurance info, sir.
Okay.
Just a minute, let me grab a pen. Let me grab a pen here.
Okay, you can use a pencil too. I won't say anything about it.
Pardon me?
If you want to use a pencil, I won't say anything about it.
No, that's all right. One right's as good as the other. What's your insurance information?
Just keep telling yourself that. I'm with State Farm Insurance.
State Farm Insurance.
Yeah, it's INSURANCE.
Yeah, I know that. Okay.
Yeah, I'm sure you did.
All right, go ahead.
With what?
With the rest of your insurance. I need to have name and numbers, and I need to have the numbers off your insurance card.
Yeah, my policy number. That's what it is. It's called a policy number.
Your policy number.
Yeah, yeah. My policy number is 3.
3?
Yep. And my last...
3?
Yes, just number 3. And my last name is Sherbell.
Sherbell.
Yep.
S... How do you spell that?
S-C-H-E-R-B-Z-L.
B-Z-L.
Yep.
Sherbell, okay. What would you be your first name then?
Roy.
Oh, that's Roy. Yes, I'm sorry.
Durr.
Roy Sherbell. In your, I think I got to have more of a number than that. Usually, insurance numbers are more than 3.
You mean policy numbers? No, it's just 3. It's I got one of the earliest. I think they recycled their policy numbers. And I just got one from one of their first customers. I assume their third customer. He must be dead now. So a lot of good that insurance did him.
Who must be dead?
Whoever used to have my policy number 3.
Yeah. Okay.
Yup. Number 3. Just call up State Farm and tell them policy number 3.
So you could be reached at this phone number anytime, right? I mean, if at least I have a phone number for you, State Farm might be able to help me here. So I do have your phone number, right?
That's true. Yep. You can reach me here anytime. I mean, unless I'm turning into a werewolf or something, then I can't really pick up. It's hard to talk. When that happens.
Well, why can't you talk when that happens?
Well, you know, because I'm busy, like, transforming into a werewolf.
Yeah, you get all hairy and everything then, too, or what?
Yeah. It's very personal. I don't really appreciate you asking these questions.
Well, I've seen it on TV before, but that's about it.
Yeah, it's pretty much just like on TV. So you'll probably see clumps of hair and stuff in the back seat mix in with the urine and all that.
Is there anything in there? Oh, okay.
Yep.
Well, okay, I suppose.
Okay, glad you agree with me.
Well, I sort of do here. I really like more of a policy number than what you give me, but...
Well, no, that is my policy number. It says number 3.
Ah, there's got to be more numbers than that.
No, you just don't understand how insurance works. You don't even know how to spell it.
So I'm going to call State Farm Insurance and say his policy number is 3.
Okay, sounds good to me.
All righty.
All right, have a nice day.
I'll get back to you if I need to.
Yeah, I bet you will. Whatever.
Okay.
Whatever. All right, bye.
Yep.
Bye. That was yet another Ben idea. Or wait, no, he told me to say that I was bit by a dog yesterday, and I thought I was turning into a werewolf. So to protect the public, I caged myself inside their car. So I deviated just a little bit from Ben's idea. Sorry, Ben. Hey, you know what? I think I'm done doing carding pranks for the day. Because I've been doing this for a few hours now, I'm sure it's not going to be that long when I edit it all down, but I still need to record some end stuff for the show, put some voicemails in here. Look, I have a news story. Several people have sent me this, and I think this was posted on the PLA Facebook group. But a Florida man was arrested for a weeks-long prank call campaign against area pizza places. The hilariously named Riddle of Sebastian, Florida, was arrested on August 1st. He faces 7 criminal charges in all, local media reports indicate. Over 3 weeks of watching Riddle, police say he placed numerous calls for pizza to establishments near his Sunshine State abode. Wow, this article is trying way too hard to be poetic. He then refused to pay, ordered to fake addresses, or in some cases simply prank called the pizzerias to inform them that their food sucked. Riddle had apparently never heard of Yelp. He posted a $5,500 bond, was released after pleading not guilty to making harassing phone calls, committing petty theft, and more. A condition of his bail is that he can't call pizza places anymore. He allegedly used 5 different phone numbers to carry out his campaign of pizza terror and cost the restaurants at least $667. The 49-year-old also apparently made a number of harassing calls to the police department, city hall, and the Department of Health. And he called them to complain about the restaurants, apparently. And he broke the rules. You guys know the rules at phonelosers.org/rules. The rules could have saved Randy Riddle, or Riddler, whatever the hell his name is. Because the rules tell you not to prank locally, and I think it tells you not to prank call the police, even though that's kind of common sense. So don't be a Randy Riddler when you make prank calls. Keep your calls out of the area. Maybe don't call from your home phone. Phonelosers.org/rules, everyone. I tried to get Randy's phone number so we could give him a call and do a quick interview, but didn't have any luck with that. Only found his address. But good for him getting banned from ordering pizzas anymore. That's pretty impressive. I wish I could tell my friends and family that I'd been banned from ordering pizzas.
Bradley, this is Baloney Maloney. I wanted to tell you how much I've been enjoying the cardings this month, especially the ones where you tell them that you scratched their window while you were leaving the note.
That really breaks people's brains.
Because it's almost like a riddle and a mystery and a paradox and an enigma, and you can almost just see the progress bar of these people trying to figure out exactly how this all began. It's wonderful. Please do more calls like that.
I will. I promise. I love doing those.
I'm really enjoying that. I think, wasn't that Dust Bernadette who came up with that idea?
Oh, don't give Dust Bernadette credit. Fuck that guy. Come on. Who cares about him?
Yeah, that's it. Just wanted to let you know you're doing a great job, Brad.
Thanks. And it's me doing the great job, not Dust Bernadette.
Of course, sucks. Love you. Bye.
Hi, this is Gaius. Okay, you hit my car here, and you called my car a stupid car.
Oh,
I'll have you know that this is a Mercedes, okay? It's more expensive than an Audi and a BMW put together.
Oh, shit.
So why don't you give me a call back,
I didn't
Roy,
know.
And we'll settle this one-on-one. Mano y mano.
Okay, Gaius. Very strange that I'm getting car ding messages on the regular PLA voicemail.
Hey, Brad. I thought I'd just let you know I just became a subscriber.
Yay.
And, well, yeah.
Clap, 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 clap.
$5 a month. Okay. Bye-bye.
I hope it takes you a while to realize how not worth it is. But if I'm lucky, you won't, and you'll stick around. But thanks for being a supporter.
Hey, Brad. It's Ryan again.
Hello.
I had a question. My roommate and I were trying to find a hang-up-the-phone prank that you played on your show a while back.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think it was done by you, but it was done by somebody who said he would never do another hang-up-the-phone prank again because of this certain one, because he got, like, a sheriff on the phone or something. If you could let me know which one that is and where
Shit.
I can find it, please do. Appreciate it. Bye.
I have no idea which one you're talking about. Someone who vowed to never do one again? That sounds kind of extreme, but even though I don't know, I'm sure somebody else will, so keep an eye on the comments on phonelosers.org for this show, and maybe someone will answer your question, or maybe someone can call it in.
Hey, Brad, I'm just calling to say that you're an asshole, because
what?
I thought it would be funny if I called on the car ding line and said, hey, Roy, you beat my car.
So many people think that's funny.
And you called back during a meeting. And I called the number back, and it was the police, and I didn't believe it. I was like, oh, no.
What?
And I completely forgot, because it was a week later after I did it, and I was like, oh, shit. And it was like the Internet Crime Division, so I'm like, uh-oh, they found out about my movie downloading, and I'm like, oh, no.
Yep. That's my first thought when I see a cop nearby.
Okay, and I guess I figured it out, and they didn't care, and it was okay. So thanks, Brad. This is warning to everyone. Don't do it, because you're going to forget about it, and then the police are going to call you. You're going to call them back, and yeah, just don't do it. So
thanks,
Brad.
That's a warning to all you motherfuckers out there trying to pretend to be a car ding victim and fool me. I'll get the police after you. Actually, I have no idea what he's talking about with the police. I don't know how the police ended up calling him back. I think there's something I'm not understanding here. But I don't think it was my fault that the police called him. Unless it was, I don't know. Didn't mean to. It's an accident. But that's what you get for trying to trick me.
Hey, Brad. It's Savannah. I haven't called in a while. But I listen to your show every day. Download the new one every single time. One book.
That's not every day, is it?
I work while I'm processing claims.
That's like two times a week. That's not every day, you big liar.
I work at a bank, by the way. I think I talked about whether I worked at Walmart or not. But
which bank?
I work at a bank.
What's the phone number?
Anyway, went out and put a bunch of car ding notes up today. Excuse my voice, I have a bad cold.
Oh, shit.
But I think we put up probably 50 or 60 car ding notes for you. I'm in North Carolina.
Holy crap.
And our area code here would be 252. So when you see those coming
through.
Holy
crap. There's like three people now from 252. You guys need to start local snowplow show phone loser chapter meetings there in the 252. Because that's three different people now that are leaving notes in the 252.
That's from us. If you see this number that I'm calling on now, call
through. I don't know who to believe anymore.
That one, it's because I'm actually probably getting ready to call that too, because I've had three people that wanted to hear the, hey, it's Roy voicemail, including one of my kids. So anyway.
God damn it.
But no, we're not leaving voicemails. We're just listening to it. But anyway.
Well, it's still pissing
me off.
All
right, well, I'm rambling on, but anyway, I love you. Mean it. Cactus.
Bye. It is crazy how many listeners I seem to have in North Carolina. I don't know why, what it is with you people in North Carolina, but there seem to be a lot of listeners in North Carolina. All different area codes from North Carolina, like all over the state. It's crazy.
Hey, Brad. This is Derringer.
Hey, Derringer.
Long-time listener, first-time caller.
Yep. I know, Derringer. You've been leaving car ding ideas and stuff somewhere.
I just want to tell you how awesome you are for using my idea on the last car ding show.
Yep.
Yeah, mine was the Christine idea, the possessed car. That was really awesome.
Ah, yeah.
Thanks for doing that, man.
It was okay, I guess.
And yeah, you should do my other idea I sent in, where you should say your Carrot Top's manager and he dinged your car somehow. That'd be awesome.
Anyways,
doing
that.
Great, man. I'm going to be leaving some ding notes. That'll be awesome. Cactus.
Cactus, Texas Cancer to you too. Yeah, thanks for leaving notes and leaving ideas and all that stuff.
Hey, Brad. Calling in here from New Orleans, Louisiana. Just going to say I like watching the Snowpaw show a lot, and hope to see more of them. You should really post the old Civil War reenactment after show. I might have actually already emailed you about this, so if you...
Sounds familiar.
I already got that email, then you can just ignore this, and I'm a stupid hobo. So, in any case, yeah, keep up the work. Cactus, cactus.
Yeah, I kind of forgot about the Civil War reenactment show. So that should be one of my reposts one of these days. You know how I'm reposting old shows occasionally? I need to make a list of things that you guys suggest, old shows that you guys want me to repost. Gotta do that again soon. I think that's gonna wrap up the Snowplow show for this week. Once again, thanks to everyone who's been out there risking their lives by leaving notes on cars for me. One of these days, one of my listeners are gonna get killed doing that, and that'll just be the end of car dings forever, probably. But until then, it's a lot of fun for us all. Hope you're not the one to get killed when you leave a note. Remember to stop leaving notes on the last day of Dingtember, which I believe most people call September. We only do car dings in September, so don't keep leaving them in October and all of the other months, because that would be annoying. But seriously, thanks you guys, this has been awesome. I've had a lot of fun this year. I think I was getting sick of them last year by the end, but this year I'm still kind of enjoying them, and I have a gigantic list of great ideas here that I still need to go through as soon as some more people call in. Thanks once again to Chris and Sarah for sponsoring the show today, and thanks to all the other supporters out there like Miguel and Ben Hard, Neon Like Bajork, Robert S., Joshua H., Honey Baby, and Bobo Bob the Hobo Bob. You guys are awesome for supporting the show. If you want to support the show, it's phonelosers.org/cactus. I'm trying out a new thing right now where supporters get extra shows that nobody else gets to hear. And there was one released just a couple days ago, so you're missing out if you're not a subscriber. We did some 9/11 Never Forget calls. Right in the middle of Dingtember, it was crazy. You know what kind of sucks about the ding calls is that it seems a lot more efficient for me to do pre-recorded shows. And quite a few people have been complaining that I haven't done a live show in a while. And it's Dingtember's fault, it's just easier to do the ding calls pre-recorded. But I'm gonna try and do one live show this week, maybe before XYZ show this Friday or something, I don't know. We'll see when I have time. Thanks for listening, everyone, see you next time.
Let's play the game. Devil says you don't speak until I say so. The devil says your time is up when I say so.
Curtis Lee Jones, the top fucking hacker, is scaring the operator, threatening to smack her. He's saying he'll choke my fucking neck too.
Dude, you don't fucking get it, do you?
I wish I was smarter to find the first clue, but I'm just a punk-ass inbreeded fool.
How stupid can you fucking be?
I guess I need to go to my library. I'm hardly a genius like you are on phones. I don't have a central computer in my home. Tapping my lines and tracing my calls. Jesus, Curtis, you're like a fucking god. How do you get those impression footprints?
You made me a fucking god, bitch.
Crap, what are you gonna do to me, Kurt?
Dude, you should have did your homework.
Let's play the game like the devil says. It's not time to speak until I say it is. Your time is up because the devil says so. You understand that it's the devil's show. Play the rules the way the game is played, or the devil's hands will take your life away. Each step is countered by a step of mine, just like every time, every fucking time.
You don't understand. I control you, bitch boy. You don't get that, do ya? I'm gonna be fucking laughing as I'm fucking ramming my cock right up your fucking ass, motherfucker. You inbreeded fucking motherfucker. You are fucking stupid. Dude, you don't even have a fucking clue how dumb you are, do you? See, motherfucker, there's three ways you should go about doing things. One, you're not smart enough to even come up with the first fucking clue, asswipe.
Let's play the game like the devil says. It's not time to speak until I say it is. Your time is up because the devil says so. You understand that it's the devil's show. Play the rules the way the game is played, or the devil's hands will take your life away. Each step is countered by a step of mine, just like every time, every fucking time.
Wow, now, Curtis. This whole thing's a mess.
I do have a way of getting your address.
I didn't mean to piss off a hacker this much. I just wanted to hear you yell at me a bunch. Now it seems like my whole life is through.
Let me tell you exactly what I'm gonna do.
Can you really find me through the telephone switch?
You best understand who you're fucking with.
Please, Curtis, just let me go free. I'll never call your number again. You'll see. You win this round, Curtis. You're the fucking boss.
Now, motherfucker, you pissed me off.
Actually, I'm kidding. Your threats crack me up. I know you're nothing to be afraid of. Your crazy delusions of your hacker past.
I'm gonna stop a mud hole in your fucking ass.
Let's play the game like the devil says. It's not time to speak until I say it is. Your time is up because the devil says so. You understand that it's the devil's show. Play the rules the way the game is played, or the devil's hands will take your life away. Each step is countered by a step of mine, just like every time, every fucking time.
Hey, operator. This is some punk-ass bitch. Now, if you can't trace him down and send it to the police station, then shut the fuck up. Get off the fucking phone. I'm out with these stupid fucking jackasses. You ain't nothing but a punk-ass bitch. Well, let me tell you this, punk boy. Wait till I go get my hands on your fucking neck. It's a punk-ass little boy that soon will get his teeth knocked out in jail. You're a fucking lame fuck.
Well, I'm not going to buy a pair of shoes that you peed in.